is worthy of our praise this morning, is worthy of our thanksgiving. Let him hear the voice of your thanksgiving this morning. Don't mutter the words, say it clear to him. For all of our thanksgiving he has received all through the week, are you thanking him now? I thought you are going to lift up your hands to him and begin to wave it to him, to give him praise. He deserves it, he demands it, because the over King of glory has sifted us forward. Are you thanking him this morning for his presence we have enjoyed, for the revelation of his word that have been coming our way? Even aftermath of Shiloh, we have seen his hand, we have seen his finger, we have seen his faithfulness. His abiding presence has never left us. Let's give him praise this morning. Let us celebrate him. Let us celebrate him with a grateful heart, because he has been faithful in our midst, in this commission, in our lives. Are you not thanking him? Thank him. Thank him for your own personal encounter at Shiloh 2019, and for the fight after the Shiloh. Are you thanking him? Are you giving him praise this morning? Worship his name. Worship his majesty. Worship his name. Worship his majesty. Even you slept yesterday night, you are awake this morning, you are strong, you are healthy. He deserves your praise. He deserves your thanksgiving. Give him praise. Give him thanks this morning. Thank him. Because this day, all of our prayer shall be answered speedily. Thank him this morning, because as you have come to Zion this early hour, your strength shall be renewed. Your spiritual life shall be energized. Are you thanking him this morning? Give him praise. He deserves it. He demands it. Today, this weekend, shall be most robust, spiritually robust for everyone. Give him praise. Give him thanks this morning. Father, your word says you have never called the seed of Jacob to seek in vain. Thank him, because this day your expectation shall be quick answered. Your expectation shall experience spirit delivery. Give him praise for it. Give him thanks. He deserves it. He demands it. Celebrate him, for your expectation shall be granted today. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Thank him, because tomorrow, once again, is a draw to himself multitude. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Wave your hands for him. Wave your hands for him, because our thanksgiving has been received from heaven today. Father, we give you praise. We celebrate your love. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Please put on the veil of Jesus as we welcome the priest here.
God, I bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious. Before your glorious God, glorious to be praised. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. Hey. King of kings, you are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are worthy.
Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. I have dominion. Again, we shall be upstanding this morning to give thanks unto the Lord, and we shall be thanking him, saying, Father, thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. Let your amen be stronger. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. He will grant you according to his riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. Shall we rise on our feet with a heart of gratitude this morning? Lift our voice unto the Father. Say, Father, thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. Let's lift our voice unto the Father right now and begin to appreciate him. Father, thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift your voice. Let's return back to him with a heart of gratitude this morning. Let's thank him. Thanking him this morning for granting divine strength to his servant all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we have returned this morning to thank you. We are thanking you for the strength you granted to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we thank you. We lift our voice unto the Father this morning to thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019 in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Oh God, we give you glory and honor for divine strength you granted to your servant all through Shiloh 2019 in the name of Jesus. He said he will grant you according to his riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. And exactly, oh God, what you did to your servant. Father, we have returned as a church and as individual this morning, thanking you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. Father, we thank you this morning. Someone thanking him from the depth of your heart this morning. Let's return back to him this morning with a heart of gratitude, thanking him for granting divine strength to the servant all through Shiloh 2019. Father, thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you for divine strength. Thank you, Jesus, for divine strength. Thank you for divine strength you granted to your servant all through Shiloh 2019 in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we lift you high this morning. We celebrate you. We give you glory. All glory belongs to you, Jesus. And we have returned to thank you. We have returned to give you that which belongs to you. Oh God, you demand it, you deserve it, and we have returned to thank you. Father, we thank you for granting divine strength to your servant all through Shiloh 2019. You can thank him in your understanding this morning. You can thank him in the Holy Ghost. Le katabralea me rope ketale gerea zose le ne brale katagala zezelea ketage ne repara katala brala zozozo ye pero ketale nana na bara katale agrala zozea repe ketagaga le rea ketale bralena ne rea pelo zozea repara kata. Wave your hands to him and thank him. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we return to say take all the glory this morning. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' glorious name, we have given thanks. Please give the Lord a big hand and take your seat.
I have dominion. Shortly we'll rise up again to pray. This time we are saying, Father, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds, seeking to resist the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. A louder amen. Amen. Revelation 12, 7 and 8, the scripture says, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, but the dragon prevailed not. Please, let's rise. And together let's pray. Father, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today. Destroy all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today. Destroy him. All satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning, Almighty God. Let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitude from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray with all of our heart this morning. Let's pray with all of our heart this morning. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angels go on the rampage, O Lord God, across our harvest field of Lagos, Otta, and their environs today, destroying all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitude from being drafted into this church faith tabernacle tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice to him. Lift up your voice to him. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Oh Lord God, let your reaper angels go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitude from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, release your reaper angels to go on the rampage across the nooks and crannies of our harvest field today. Let them destroy all satanic strongholds seeking to resist the multitude from being drafted into the faith tabernacle tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's power this prayer in the language of the Spirit. Zelum baketo alim bote polim palelo ambaya. Zakwa lim proke potelea. Azolum breketelea. Lakumboze zelo amboto. Ampalelo petwa akompo de lolum breketeto. Alua le lelo 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 mbreke pompo sa zeloa. E potu ale lelo. Zakia lim batalea. Zekombo mpataloa. Zag legre de mpompo sa zelo. E kwambo lelum breketelea. Let your reaper angels, O Lord, go on the rampage across our harvest field today, destroying all satanic strongholds, resisting the multitudes from being drafted into this church tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be Almighty God. Thank you, our God and our King. Lift up your hands to him and give him praise this morning. Father, we magnify your name. In Jesus' great name we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for Jesus.
I have dominion. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Job chapter 37 and verse 22, fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. Shall we be on our feet right now as we lift our voice of intercession unto the Lord, saying, Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Lift up your voice and pray unto the Lord this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. In the name of Jesus, fair weather cometh out of the north with God is terrible majesty. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Father, we ask this morning, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Multitudes of men and women shall gather tomorrow into our services in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes in the name of Jesus. This morning, we say no to every form of destruction. We say no to dropping of rain. We say no to the scorching of sun. In the name of Jesus, we ask, O Lord, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of multitudes into this church in the name of Jesus. Record-breaking influx of multitudes into this church. Father, we ask, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Multitudes of men shall gather here tomorrow in the name of Jesus. The sun shall not be scorching. The rain shall not drop. In the name of Jesus, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, in the name of Jesus, that will result in the influx of record-breaking multitudes in the name of Jesus. Fair weather coming from the north with God is terrible majesty. Father, on the platform of this word, we are asking in the name of Jesus for perfect weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitudes. Multitudes of men, women, old and young shall gather, come tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Father, in your name, we come against all interferences of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, resulting in the record-breaking multitudes into this church. Power that prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Just be sure your prayer is connecting to heaven. Mekare kande praloso, ekere prala katayo, ekare salaba, makake kere bralo sosuza, ekare pare katoze, eseke kere bra, imbaro sande, ekartuse, ekero su akaba, makeka kekere bralo shatiza. We come against, Lord, all interference of weather before, during, and after our services tomorrow, Sunday, resulting in the influx of record-breaking multitude. Lift up your two hands to Jesus and give him thanks because he has answered us again. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put those hands together for him and please be seated.
I have dominion. We shall rise with this prayer line. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. Psalms 105:13-15, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Shall we rise and pray this morning? Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. In the name of Jesus, we are placing a decree that every movement of worshipers in and out of church tomorrow shall be hitch-free. Lift your voice and engage your faith. This morning, we are saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, the everlasting covenant of the blood, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. We decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. You are praying this morning a prayer that must be answered. You are issuing out decrees by the blood of the everlasting covenant. We are saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow, Sunday. We decree hitch-free movement. We forbid hitches. We forbid satanic interruptions. We forbid satanic interceptions for the movement of worshipers in and out of church services here tomorrow, Sunday. Are you praying a prayer that God is honoring? Are you investing on the altar of prayer this morning? Pray, lift up your voice and issue out decrees. Pray with faith in your heart. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree each free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. Their coming shall be hitch free, and their coming and their going shall be hitch free in the name of Jesus Christ. For every worshiper, no matter their means of transportation, as they come, we decree it shall be hitch free. As they go, we forbid any form of hitches in the name of Jesus Christ. And by the blood of the everlasting covenant, the triumphing blood, the prevailing blood, the dominating blood, we decree hitch-free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. Not one shall be waylaid. No one shall be disturbed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the movement shall be true and true. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice this morning and pray. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. You can pray your understanding, but ensure that your faith is on the line. Our Father and our God, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. We overcome every planned hitches. We overcome every hurdle of the enemy against the movement of worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday, leading to the influx of record-breaking and abiding multitudes, uninterrupted movement in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, engage your faith this morning. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree hitch free movement for all worshipers in and out of church tomorrow Sunday. We issue out this decree and God is establishing it. Lift up your voice as we perfect our prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost this morning. You can also continue praying in your understanding, but ensure that God is hearing your voice. Nabo Shitadama Abaranto Zantanaba Baba Aklo Babantona Eliarozo Sumpante Eshishada Wabarantanani Eliara Daban Bantona Ako Pabanele Teniana Aduara Tambo Ozusa Pantana Elegaban Baroti Eliazuzu Zabama Ashitamo Morota Babarianda Galagatante Elerozo Zuza Abashato Alabana Leru. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand, begin to appreciate God. Make your request known with thanksgiving. Bless his name, honor him, glorify him in faith that he answers prayers. He has done it again. Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory. Receive all the praise. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
I have dominion. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion for their desired turnarounds. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion for their desired turnarounds. Grant every worshiper tomorrow Sunday an encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion for their desired turnarounds. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. My Father and my God, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather record-breaking and unprecedented multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant each and every worshiper an encounter with your word and an encounter with the mystery of the communion table, for their desired turnarounds, for their desired miracles, for their desired testimonies, for their desired open doors. Somebody lift up your voice as you pray. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. My Father, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather the record-breaking multitudes into each of our four services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter with your word. Grant every worshiper a miraculous encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion, for their desired breakthroughs, for their desired turnaround. Lift up your voice, speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice, let him hear the sound of your intercession. Father, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather the record-breaking multitudes into our service tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter with your word. Grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion, for their desired turnarounds. Grant every worshiper an encounter. Grant every worshiper an encounter, both with your word and the mystery of the communion table. Someone lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Father, by the blood of Jesus, as you gather record-breaking multitudes into our services tomorrow Sunday, grant every worshiper an encounter with your word and the mystery of the communion table, for their desired turnaround. Lift up your voice, pray your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Le paguande bojaya, la bregede mayura, jeboka malembregede, rambo koreba, janda yalaba, breke pokali marobrea, jamalo bregede. Lift up those hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Wave those hands in appreciation to God. Give him all the praise. Thank you for answer to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. Shortly, we'll be taking appropriate positions to pray our personal supplication prayers. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7, scripture says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there that of you, whom if his son asks bread, will give him stone?" I want us to take appropriate position right now as we rise up on our feet and lift up your voice as you pray, asking him, seeking him, and that which is your desire shall be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Let's begin to thank him right now. Let's begin to give him all the glory and praise. You can rise up on your feet, lift up your hands, and thank him in the spirit. He that giveth thanks in the spirit doeth it well. Jesus, we thank you for answered prayers. Le kobarado se to brilia takaba. Ande rozozo prelika to brilia daba. Le sozo predi sedebre. Magnify the name of the Lord. Give him all the glory and praise. Jesus, we thank you because we know that you have answered us already. Blessed be your name, O God. Le kobarado se kapralia daba. Thank you, mighty God. Jesus, we celebrate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big hand this morning. Please listen to these documented testimonies, and yours will be next. Number one, lumps in the breast disappears. I joined this commission last year. Sometime last year, I noticed a lump in the left side of my breast. It made me feel severely uncomfortable. The doctor said it was cancer, but I rested my trust in God. I came back to my hometown and went to our pastor at the Living Faith Church. As he was counseling me, I was in pains and I was crying. He asked what I wanted, and I said that I wanted God to heal me. The pastor then gave me Shiloh anointing oil to apply on the spot. This I did, and that night I noticed red spots on my breast. And before I knew what was going on, the thing burst. Let's make that clap stronger for the Lord this morning. And started pouring out pus. I visited the hospital again, and the doctor said I had no cancer anymore. I give all the glory to the God of this commission who has totally healed me. And the testifier is Mrs. Patricia Igwe. Let's give Jesus another big clap. Number two, marital breakthrough via prophetic declaration. In the year 2018, during the pre-Shiloh Encounter Night service, while Bishop David Oyedepo was making declarations, he said that we shall appear at Shiloh 2018 with our God-ordained spouses. And I shouted, amen. Lo and behold, within 3 weeks before that same Shiloh, my husband showed up. I came for Shiloh 2018 and attended the marital breakthrough class. The pastor told us to design our wedding invitation cards, and I did. On the last day of the class, he got angry and said that we have graduated from that class. Then I knew that my wedding had to hold before Shiloh 2019. God confirmed it, and on September 28, 2019, we were gloriously married. I give all of the glory to God. And the testifier is Seguja Linda. Please rise to your feet, lift up your voices and your hands, and let's give thanks to the Father for those amazing testimonies in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our voices and give glory to God one more time. To give thanks is never too much. Let's glorify him for those testimonies. They are his doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. We owe him gratitude because his mighty hand has been at work in our midst. This is not the doing of any man, but it is the finger of God, unmistakably. And therefore, let us give him the glory. Let's give the honor unto him. Make sure all the adoration is ascribed unto him this morning. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name we give glory and we give praise. Lift your voice and give quality thanks unto God. Do it from the depth of your heart. Appreciate and glorify his name. Thank him and give him the praise. Father, we have come before you today and we are grateful. We celebrate your faithfulness. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. You are worthy of all honor. You are worthy of all adoration. Also, thank him for the answers to prayer. We have never called upon him in vain. Every time we call, he hears. And when he hears us, he answers us. Let's give him the glory that is due unto his name. Let's appreciate him and let's glorify the name of the Most High God. Our Father, we have come today with gratitude in our hearts to thank you for the answers you have given to our prayers. You have never called us to seek you in vain. Every time we call, you hear, and every time you hear, you answer us. For it, Lord, we have come to say thank you. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Ask him to speak to you this morning. Day unto day, utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. This morning, there is a word for the day. There is an instruction for the hour. Lord, I am here for an encounter with you upon this mountain. Lift your voice and begin to give thanks unto him. Appreciate him and give the glory unto his name. Our Father, we have come today to say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, we are grateful this morning for the privilege and the blessing of being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, because of the answers you have given to our prayers and the testimonies that we have heard yet again. It is your doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. And this morning, we are before you to receive your word. Speak to us and let your word change our lives. We give you the praise and glory in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. I have dominion. Our line of exhortations for this week has been engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Engaging the mystery of thanksgiving and praise for fulfillment of prophecy. Let's be reminded yet again this morning that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of mysteries. Mark 4 verse 11, it said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, but to them that are without, these things are in parables. When we talk about mysteries, spiritually speaking, we are talking about hidden secrets. But very clearly from scriptures, we have come to recognize also that the secrets of God are not, as it were, complexities, but they are usually hidden in simplicities. In other words, God does not complicate matters. When it comes to his secrets, they are really simple things that carry unusual power. Simple things that carry unusual power. The scripture makes clear, it said, lest Satan beguile you as he did unto Eve, and, you know, beguile you from the simplicity which is in Christ. So when we talk about the mysteries of the kingdom, we are not talking about complex things, but rather simple things that are very powerful in result. And one of those simple mysteries of the kingdom is the mystery of thanksgiving and praise. The mystery of thanksgiving and praise. As it were, in the natural, thanksgiving is simply an accolade, but in the spiritual, thanksgiving is a catalyst. It is not just an accolade that is given to God, but it is a catalyst that facilitates the manifestation of God on our behalf. Very clearly, we see from scriptures that whenever thanksgiving is offered, the atmosphere for God's manifestation is created, and therefore the demonstration of God's power is experienced. The Bible makes it very clear to us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. It said, in everything, give thanks. Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 36, we are told clearly there, he said, after you have done the will of God, you then inherit the promise. So very clearly we see that when we engage in thanksgiving, that simple act of thanksgiving propels the fulfillment of whatever has been provided for us in redemption. So the simple act of thanksgiving is not an accolade, but rather it is a catalyst that facilitates the delivery of any promise from God. So it becomes important for us to recognize that as simple as thanksgiving is, it is powerful in delivery. And we looked at various examples in scriptures all through the week. The example of Jesus, the example of Jehoshaphat, the example of Hezekiah, the example of Abraham, the example of Anna yesterday. And today we are going to be looking at the example of Paul and Silas. The example of Paul and Silas. And we are going to see from this example the power that is loaded in thanksgiving and in praise. Now, let's begin by recognizing that according to scriptures, every child of God is redeemed to be free and free indeed. John chapter 8 and verse 36. The Bible makes it very clear. It said, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. So liberty is the heritage of every child of God. Say with me, liberty is my heritage. Say louder, liberty is my heritage. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Galatians 4, beginning from verse 6 down to verse 8, the Bible tells us there very clearly, it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. It says in verse 7, wherefore you are no more a servant, you are no more bound, you are no more a slave, but you are a son. And if you are a son, then you are an heir of God through Jesus Christ. And then verse 8, it says, howbeit, it said, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no God. So look at that very clearly. He said, now that you are a child of God, now that you are born again, you are no longer a slave. You are no longer in bondage, but you have now become a son. And if you are a son, then you are an heir of Christ. And the seal of that sonship was the arrival of God's Spirit in our heart. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 that wherever the Spirit of God is, what? There is liberty. So we are not to remain in captivity. We are ordained for liberty. But we see something contrary seem to happen in the life of Paul the Apostle and Silas who was with him. The Bible tells us in Acts 16 that they were locked in prison. Now, if a child of God is ordained for liberty and they found themselves in captivity, then it means it is opposite to the prophetic word that should be their experience. The word says they are to be free, but their situation said they are to be captive. The Bible said, what did they do? It said, Paul and Silas, from verse 25, it said, they prayed and they sang praises unto God. They prayed. What was their situation? Captivity was their situation. That will tell you what their prayer point was. The prayer point was for liberty. But after the prayer, the captivity seemed to continue. But what did they do after praying? They sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They gave thanks and celebrated God to the point of mockery. And what I say all the time is when the Bible says that the prisoners heard them, think about this. We are not talking about that the people inside their prison cell, but the people inside the prison compound. Every prisoner heard them. That shows you the level of praise that they were giving unto God. It was not silent praise. You imagine what it is for somebody to be in Ikoyi prison and the entire prison is shaking because one person is praising God. These two individuals were celebrating God and the entire prison heard them. And the Bible says in verse 26, look at this very closely. It tells us, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were open and every man's bands were loosed. Immediately, suddenly, all at the instance of their gratitude. God is saying that there are many things that are your right in redemption. There are things that are your right by prophetic decrees. But if you are going to see them come to pass, you need to create the catalyst of thanksgiving and praise in order to see those manifestations come to pass. It was their right to be free by redemption. They were children of God. They carried the Spirit of God. Therefore, liberty was their own heritage. But for it to become a reality in their lives, they required the catalyst of thanksgiving
and praise. I'd like us to note, therefore, that you will never get your right in redemption by complaining. You will never get your right in redemption by, as it were, agitating. God does not respond to pressure groups, but God responds to praise. The moment you give God praise, he steps into your situation to establish your right in redemption. I'd like you to note, therefore, that when God speaks, he means what he says. But everyone that will see what God says must create the atmosphere of praise. When God speaks, he means what he says. But if you will see what God says, you must create the atmosphere of praise. It takes praise and thanksgiving to realize the full delivery of all that God has spoken. That is why you discover that one of the things that the enemy will keep trying to do every time you receive a word from God is to discourage your heart in order to get you to speak outside of the realm of praise, to complain, to complicate your matter by murmuring. Shout hallelujah. You see, the best of God is never seen at first. You must always give thanks to see it. You'll never see the best first. People look at what God did for the children of Israel in the wilderness. The Bible says he caused manna to rain down for them. And if you look at what they said, manna is not what God called what he rained from heaven. It was, he rained them bread from heaven. But manna was the name that the children of Israel gave to it. And what does manna mean? Manna means, what is this? What is this? The first day God rained it, they were asking questions. What is this? And for the next 40 years, God said, that is it. It will never be more than that. So for 40 years, they were on the same diet. Not because God ordained it, but because they did not know how to give thanks. When you complain about what God has done, you will never see what God is to do. That is why gratitude and thanksgiving must be the attitude of anyone that will see prophecies fulfilled. Celebrating God ahead is the best way to get to the future. That is the only guarantee of all that God has provided. My prayer for each one of us is that no one will squander the prophecies that have gone ahead of us, but that the prophetic word that has gone ahead of us will be facilitated by our gratitude and our praise. And I know that for many of us, even before this year concludes, every hanging prophecy that is yet to be fulfilled will find full expression in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? And first of all, lift your hand to heaven and give God thanks for his word that you have received this morning. Lord, I give thanks to you this morning for your word that has come my way. I give you thanks for your word that has come my way. I give you thanks for your word that has come my way. I give glory unto you, Lord, for your word that has come my way. Now, begin to ask of the Lord grace to remain grateful, to live a thankful life, to live a life of continuous gratitude. Will you speak to him right now from the depth of your heart? Speak to him right now from the depth of your heart. Lord, I receive of you today the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace required to live a life of gratitude, to live a life of gratitude. I must never be registered among the complainers. I must never be registered among the complainers. I receive of you this morning the grace required to live a life of continuous gratitude. Lord, I receive that grace. I must never be registered among the complainers. I receive grace to give thanks at all times. Your word said in everything, I must give thanks. Because this is the will of God. Lord, I receive of you that grace. Not only personally, but we receive it corporately as a church. Because we know that as we give thanks, you will keep multiplying us. As we give thanks, you will keep glorifying us. Lift your voice and receive of God that grace this morning. I receive of you, Lord, that grace. I must never be registered among the complainers. I must never be registered among the murmurers. I must never be registered among the complainers. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the adoration. Thank you, Father. Now begin to thank him specifically for every area of your life. Thank him for the prophetic word that has come forth in any area of your life that you are holding on to. Appreciate him. That prophetic word on your marital breakthrough, that prophetic word on your breakthrough in business, in career, that prophetic word of turnaround, will you begin to thank him for the breaking limit word that has come over your life that is going to be manifested? Will you give him the glory for the prophetic word on your healing, the prophetic word on your advancement, on your lifting? Will you give him thanks for the prophetic word on your fruitfulness concerning the return of your runaway children? Will you give thanks unto him? Will you give glory unto him? The prophetic word of restoration over your family concerning that runaway husband or runaway wife. Will you give thanks and glory unto his name? Will you appreciate him for the prophetic word that is hanging over your life, awaiting fulfillment? Will you give glory unto his name? Will you give honor to his name? Will you celebrate him? He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the adoration. Father, we have come today to say that we are grateful. We have come today to say that we are thankful. Blessed be your holy name. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory unto God this morning. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. You are worthy of all the praise. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now speak to the day. You shall decree and it shall be established. Lift your voice and speak concerning this day. This day is loaded. This day answers to me with every benefit loaded therein. The day shall not be barren. It must produce supernaturally. A day of spiritual refreshing. A day of supernatural renewal. A day of advancement. A result-filled day. A productive day. This day is blessed. Blessings from every side. Good news and good tidings from every quarter comes my way today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. It is done. Let's share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Corporately, let's share it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed. Be reminded, WSF hosts this evening across all the locations. Be blessed.